compliment. We should almost come up with some theme music.
Ooh, that's a good idea. This is where 1 hour of the show ends and a new hour begins. And it happens like this. Okay, do it. Do it.
And we don't know where we're going to end up. I might be on the...
Because there's this delay, so it's going to cut in right now, but maybe later. Or right now I'm talking about it on the first hour.
And they don't know what we're talking about.
Maybe it's the second hour. We don't know. But does it matter, really? No, not really.
No.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org, and we're the greatest all-submission show in the universe.
In
the known universe.
Let's be fair.
Well, there are known knowns, and there are unknown knowns.
And it's trying to know the unknown knowns.
You know?
You know?
Yeah, that was fun.
But that I should add, related to that, if you want to hear this again, I mean, if you really want to relive the glory.
That's what I was getting at.
That's what I was getting at.
Oh, good. We'll get on.
We're well trained, aren't we, in our own show. If you want to relive the glory of just this moment, this perfect moment.
This moment right here live radio?
No, that moment that just happened, because now we lost it.
Oh, the moment is gone.
You could download the podcast.
Yes.
It'll be available actually in two spaces. You can go to killradio.org, scroll down to the archive list. I almost said something really weird there. The archive list. You'll see the recent uploads, and generally we're up there because we are all about uploading.
Yes.
We're
the uploading sort. And you can also go to...
Why don't you go, John, since you obviously feel left out right now.
I do. You can go to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. And if you go to the blog, we have all of the shows listed there and links to where you can download them and the playlist. So if you heard a band and you can't remember what they were called, this might jog your memory, seeing it written down and all. So
there's those two things.
So let's get back to music, man.
Yes. Now, we're going to a set where I don't think these guys ever emailed me back. I don't know where they're from. I just have their names, but I don't know where they're from. I don't have any way of contacting them. And... I'm almost thinking I need to make a rule. Like, well, gosh, maybe I shouldn't play them, but I'm still going to play them.
I think you should play them.
Okay. This is a song called Cast Anchor Blues by a gentleman by the name of Tim Cahill, and I don't know where he's from. I don't know his MySpace page.
We've established that. You have to let that go, man.
No,
he's not the one who stood you up.
I still want to be kind of...
You're projecting your anger at this drunk guy with the weak stomach.
And it's the anger
the
about
band.
My shoulder...
And the fact that your shoulder hurts.
Displace aggression towards this gentleman, Tim Cahill. God bless him. Thank you, Tim. You helped me, self-medicate. This is a song called Cast Anchor Blues. Tim Cahill, killradio.org. Hear, hear.
Ah, equal
opportunity. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. There we go. Thank you. You're here on killradio.org. It is an exciting day.
It really is.
At Hear Hear.
I feel like a media star.
Really? Because you sound like a retard.
Sound like a tard.
It's true, though. We were just being interviewed by producers from KCET, which is exciting. Mm-hmm.
That is the...
for us.
That is a big public television station, a PBS station here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Been around
Talk about
forever.
Community service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they are doing a series, I don't know, I think it just started, right, on their website?
Yes, yes.
They where they're
about gay Jewish collectives and their internet radio shows that uh-huh. use alliteration in the title, such as Here, Here.
Mm-hmm.
I do think your brain is going to explode one of these days. Are you going to say something that's so...
No, it's so hard
that's
to
That's my mission, is to say something that's so asinine that it actually... physically
John,
hurts
language,
you.
language.
Asinine is yeah.
You want to get all scanners on my asinine and have my head explode.
Scanners is awesome.
It totally is.
I love that movie.
It's just, yeah, that movie came out when I was like in my early to mid-teens.
And he calls the computer.
Image.
No, yeah, but you know what's awesome in that movie is Michael Ironside. And he drills a hole in his head.
It's just, there's nothing better than that. Heads exploding.
You can't beat that.
It's kind of like the video.
A good exploding head is like some other thing that's
like,
good.
Where was I? And the video for Hot for Teacher by Van Halen came on, where the teacher all of a sudden starts stripping in front of all the little kids. And there's something so brilliant about that on such a base level.
It's genius, you see. It's genius.
I think I was at Bar 107, and everyone just went crazy. It's brilliant.
What's today's date?
Today's the...
The 11th.
God.
The 11th. That means I will be...
I need to talk about this band we just heard.
Oh, yes.
That was Ryan Waters' song called Bullshit.
Language.
Sorry.
Language
Bullshit.
Mark.
Bullshit.
Bullshake.
And again, I don't know where Ryan's from. It doesn't matter on this show today. So thank you, gentlemen.
And Tim Cahill.
Tim Cahill.
Actually, I
Casting
really...
That was good. Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, I like them both. They're great songs.
Yeah. I want to talk about some upcoming events.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yes.
I'd love to do that. One upcoming event is coming up very soon, this Saturday at M Bar, 1253 Vine Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, what's the cross street there? Fountain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing another isgoodmusic.com presents featuring some bands who have been on my show. This time I'm doing three bands and they are all incredibly cool. One is called Solari. Who, incidentally, was, I realized today, among the first three or four bands that I selected, like invited on the show, that I didn't know personally, that were strangers. And I remember talking on the phone with them, not knowing what it was going to be like, and them asking me all these questions I couldn't answer, because I hadn't really established the show very well yet.
You're talking about Is Good.
About Is Good, yeah, the show I do Thursday mornings. And anyway, big fan of Solari. They've been like... They had an EP that's been getting like rave reviews, and they've been touring like crazy, and they're willing to stop by and do this thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're opening, and then it's Satellite Class and Slings, and they actually share band members, but they're two separate bands, and
nice.
They're both really, really, really just talented musicians, well, groups of musicians. So right on. So check out myspace.com/Solari. I've actually played on Here Here in the early days. I had their EP in here.
The early days of Here
of
Here?
Of Here Here, yeah. And myspace.com/satelliteclass, of course, myspace.com/slings. And it's a free show. Doors are at 10. That's really the only downside is that we can't open the doors until 10. But, yeah, it's a cool bar and
yeah, I like
good
that.
Music.
I like that place a lot.
You've been there. That's right.
Yes, I like it.
And the other thing that I'm going to mention every time I'm on the air at Kill Radio until it comes to pass is the Kill Radio fundraiser at the Echo.
Yay.
In I guess that's Echo Park.
First of all, who did the flyer? Because
the bands did.
The art is great.
Yeah, they put together a good flyer, which you can see if you go to the Kill Radio MySpace,
or if you go to killradio.org,
myspace.com/kill_radio. And oh yeah, it's also on the killradio.org page, but I don't know how long it'll stay there because
right.
I can't control what goes there.
Noam Chomsky might attack.
Yeah, it might be a Chomsky article from last September or something that will knock it out, but. You can check out the flyer there, and it's only a $5 cover, which I should mention for a fundraiser is nothing.
Well, you know what we should do about that? We should say minimum donation, $5. And that way encourage people who want to give more.
Yeah, we could do that. For now, let's just call it a $5 cover. And we'll also have stuff there if you want to donate more to Co-Radio. Uh-huh. We'll have stickers and T-shirts and stuff like that.
I'm doing a kissing booth.
Great. Great.
French kissing booth.
What's your minimum?
Height?
No, money. Like, how much does it cost?
Anything.
Okay.
I will kiss you for a nickel.
And take your money. I'll kiss you and take your money.
You went like this. You put your arm over there. You meant like there's a height requirement.
Oh, that's funny. I just meant like the
And then I thought
line.
You were like saying, yeah. Well, it is 18 and over, so no issue.
You are too short to ride the Mark ride. The bands that are playing are bands, almost all of whom we've played on the show. The Transmissions, Death to Anders, One Trick Pony, Anchors for Architects, mm-hmm. Die Rockers Die. They're all incredibly talented. They all rock.
Rock.
So this is January 18th. It's a Thursday, and it's at 1822 West Sunset Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Doors are at 8:30. And be there and support Kill Radio so that we can continue supporting everybody else.
Yes.
Yes.
It's great.
So I have an artist I'd like to play now.
Great.
If that's cool with you. Can I play Please. Some music on this show?
I would like for you to play some music. I feel like I've been supporting the whole show.
Yeah. So this is an artist. her name is Genevieve. And she has an album called This Little Thing Called Life. And I want to thank her for submitting her music, first of all. And I also want to say thank you for submitting it along with some stickers, which is cool, and some mints, which is not only cool but creative.
Yeah, great packaging. I thought they were hotel soaps. Like you got hotel yeah. soaps with your name on it?
Well, that's also a cool idea.
That's a good idea.
Because everybody needs soap. But right now I need a mint, so I'm going to open up one of these Genevieve mints and then play her music. You can check her out, myspace.com/Genevieve. That's G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E. And she's located in Los Angeles as well as New York. And she also has Genevieve-music.com. So, she recommended some tracks. That's nice. let's see. So Good For Me and My Albatross. Where is So Good For Me? Okay, I'm going to play My Albatross first. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. And the name of this artist is Genevieve.
I've got my albatross hanging on to me. I've got my share of loss. I've got my share of dreams. But always this albatross will accompany every move I make, every word I speak. Don't know if I recall my life without this weight. Even when I was small, I had an understanding of pain. And the thread through it all was a crimson stain, woven from painful tears, woven from shame. See, I can't break free of this albatross. No, I can't break free of this weight upon me. Did I invite it, or did someone else bestow it on my frame? I can't remember, but it's there, just the same. So many years I've this weight on me, and I cannot hide my guilt. It's there for everyone to see. So many tears I spilled. If I could only ease this burden on my heart that's tearing me apart. Which incense the cold this burn to me, the story of my fall. What is my history? I wish I could read. Baby shines like the full moon over the ocean. My baby shimmers like a wave amidst summer heat. My baby moves like fishes swim through the water. My baby stirs up emotion like a coming storm. My baby smells like on pavement when it rains. Like an orchestra in D, my baby smiles, and a million stars explode, and I can't help but wonder, how did you get so good for me, so good for me? You came into my life like a tornado blowing, but somehow your movements were smooth as a cat. Broke into my heart without giving me warning. I never thought love could happen like that. Desire igniting my fire. All this time I was waiting for life to begin, but I'm not giving. My baby walks like a panther slips through the trees. His grace is so effortless, hiding the power and strength underneath. My baby talks like Shakespeare and Moliere, each syllable falling like pure poetry, pure poetry. You came into my life like a tornado blowing, but somehow your movements were smooth as a cat. Broke into my heart without giving me warning. I never thought love could happen like that. Drinking me in like original sin to save this desire, igniting. To me when you're
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
Radio.org. Thank you, Genevieve, for your music and your mints and your stickers. Much appreciated. So check out GenevieveMusic.com. That's GenevieveMusic.com, as well as MySpace.com/Genevieve. Thank you for your submission.
Thank you.
You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. This is the part of the show where we tell people what we're all about. We like to wait till
the last
quarters
minute
of the way through the show to do this. We are all about submissions. And say, Mark, how can we submit? Hey, let's do each other's. You do the one with the CDs, I'll do the one with the MP3s. It'll be fun.
Okay, you ready?
Let's do it.
John?
What are you doing?
Hey, John, I want to submit my band to your show.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant you explain how we take.
We're role playing, John.
Well, little missy, how can I?
You do not have to be condescending, sir.
Well, you get your hand off my thigh.
I really want to submit my band to your show. I have a CD. How do I do it?
Well, you. Okay. Well,
I don't know why that's so funny.
Well, because never mind. Okay, so you can submit your CD to Hear Here by simply putting it in an envelope and mailing it to.
Envelope? What's that?
It's like a bag, but it's flat, and you close it with by licking it.
Oh.
Okay. Take it to the post office. Put your CD in it, and right on the outside of the envelope. Kill Radio, attention, Hear, or attention Mark and John, whatever.
Who's Mark?
Mark's the other guy. Mm. And the address is 3806 Beverly Boulevard, room 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And that's it. And just include with your CD any information that might be relevant, like a...
measurements?
Like your measurements, like any tracks... that you recommend, a bio, stickers, mints are a big hit. And, you know, things, you know, anything, you know, whatever you would send with submission. But that's it. You send it. I'll receive it, and I'll put it in the stack for airplay. It takes about 4 to 5 weeks, I should say, about now, based on our flow of submissions.
But you'll totally tell me and my band when you're going to play us, all right?
Yeah, definitely make sure I have contact info, website, email. MySpace is actually the most convenient for me, just because most bands give you MySpace pages, and I'll be on the MySpace page typing to everyone. If you don't have a MySpace page, it's not a big deal, but if you do have a MySpace page, make sure that I know what it is, so I can tell you when you're going to get played, and I will tell you probably on the Friday or Saturday before the show, and our show is on Mondays, of course.
Okay, so how do I submit?
Well, the other way you can submit is through...
No. What I'm getting at is I'm sure I can find this information somewhere else.
Oh, well, yeah. You can always go to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. That's the Hear Here MySpace page. And all of this information is there, including our address, where to send CDs to. So, like, Mark, so you take, like, MP2s and stuff. That's cool.
Yeah, it is.
How do you?
It's really cool. How do you give me one?
How is it possible? Because they don't really exist. There's just ones and zeros.
I'm impressed that you know that they're ones and zeros.
I read it in an online book.
Nice. Yeah, if you'd like to submit an MP3, you can do so by using this website called YouSendIt.com. For those of you who are where spelling is important, it's YOUSENDIT.com. If you want to be really mean, you could have waited till you bit the pickle, John. You could have just let it linger for a while.
You're a good pickle.
YouSendIt.com. You use my email address as the recipient, which is Mark with a C, M-A-R-C. @killradio.org, mark@killradio.org.
That's not how you spell Mark.
Dude, that's how they spell it in Europe, which is where probably you're from originally, genetically.
I have no idea what you're saying to me right now.
So mark@killradio.org, mark with a C @killradio.org. You upload it to the YouSendIt server. They send me an email, says I have a submission, and then I download it, and I play it. And generally, right now, it looks like I'm almost to February where new stuff is going. I'm in the latter part of January right now, which is kind of right around the corner. So it's about a month or so ahead, 5 weeks ahead from now if you submit today.
Do you guys take 8-track?
No.
What about laser discs?
I will take them.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now that brings up a good point. What's your name again? Pickle Eater?
Flassic.
Flassic? I thought you said flaccid for a second. I didn't want to talk to you anymore. No, that brings a good point.
The skit is over, Mad TV. Okay. It's over. Let it go.
Don't want to accept. Boy, when you said let it go, I smelt the pickle all the way from over here. It's like you projectile pickle all the way around.
I'll make up for it with
yard
turkey.
Away. All right.
I live here.
I don't accept William. Well, I was going to say I don't accept William Morris Agency because that's how I know WMA abbreviated to me means. I don't accept WMA files.
Yeah, make sure they're actually MP3 files and not some other weird audio file.
And please look at the submissions info that we need included with the MP3. A lot of people lately have been submitting stuff and just submitting tracks without telling me where they're from, without telling me what the name of their band is, or the name of the song for that matter. And we want it, or a MySpace page, and we want to be able to, like for our listeners out there who like you, we want to be able to point them in your direction. So please just look at that, include that info, and everyone's going to be happy.
For those who don't like you, we want to know that, you know, make sure they
now
know,
you know how to piss
they can
me off.
Find you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if you want to piss me off, don't send any of that information.
But if you really want to piss them off, send me an email. I'll give you some hints. All right, so let's go on to music.
Yeah, so speaking of an artist who only told me where they're from but didn't send me any sort of info about, like, MySpace page or anything.
You should change your policy to not care as much.
Oh, okay, I think I'll do that. This is a band called Tin Roof out of Atlanta, Georgia. The song is Bits and Pieces. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Taking things and rearranging while you rest.
You're here.
On killradio.org.
That was a song called 8-Bit Whore. It's funny how all the bands are making me cuss today.
Yeah.
And that was an artist by the name, or a group by the name of Non Credo.
Should I see who's on the phone?
Yeah, I can talk. I don't need you. that's Non Credo out of Los Angeles. MySpace.com/Non Credo. And the spelling of that is... N-O-N...
Heavy breathing again.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that was my mom. You should have held on. N-O-N-C-R-E-D-O. Almost like non-credo, but they're... Why can I not talk today?
We don't know.
The correct pronunciation is credo. Non-credo. MySpace.com/non-credo out of Los Angeles. Song called 8-Bit Whore. Before that, Bits and Pieces. Group by the name of Tin Roof out of Atlanta, Georgia. John's reading something right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is my mom. So she always calls twice. Yeah. You want to go?
Okay. I'm going to play an artist now by the name of Gabriel Garcia.
Yes.
Or Gabriel Garcia. And he comes to us from Coming Home Records, which is a really cool indie label that they also distribute Skyscraper Frontier, who we've played on the show, who was recently a guest on Is Good. You should go ahead and download the Is Good interview. Go to... MySpace.com/thisisgood and download Skyscraper Frontier's interview because they're great. But this is also great. Gabriel Garcia. I'm going to play a couple tracks from this CD. The name of the album is Crucifix, My Broken Heart, performed by Gabriel Garcia. So here you go. The name of this track is Argyle Blues.
Drink up. Please stop killing me every day.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, and we were playing Gabriel Garcia, who comes to us from Coming Home Records. Thank you for your submission, and let's see, get some information here on Gabriel Garcia, myspace.com/thesleepinggiants, the Sleeping Giants being a reference to his first record. So that's myspace.com/thesleepinggiants if you want more information on Gabriel Garcia, and that's that. Thank you for your submission to Hear Hear on killradio.org. So did your computer freeze, Mark?
I'm getting the spinning wheel of death right now.
The spinning wheel of death.
So I think I need to force quit iTunes.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough. That's what you get but for uploading music during a show.
Yeah.
I could play another CD.
I have one more set. If you have another thing to play, why don't we do that now to get this taken care of?
Well, you'd fix your technical difficulties.
That we have to bring out in the open.
Yes, everybody's got to know about your technical. Your computer is high functioning Down syndrome, I think.
Mm.
This comes to us.
That would make it a PC, not a Mac.
I get it. I do.
That was me being passive aggressive.
This came to us on the same day, and more than likely from the same person in Hialeah. Is that what your term is? Hialeah?
Hialeah, I think.
Hialeah, Florida. The name of this artist is George Martinez, and you can get more information on him from myspace.com/GeorgeMartinez, as well as skinnymusic.net. And he's kind enough to recommend a few tracks here, so let me cue those up. Here's one of them. It's called Third Street. This is George Martinez on Hear Hear on killradio.org.
just thinking about the time we've lost, hoping that the day will come when we watch out for each other. I still see more, more for me and you and my brother still wants.
Here, that was George Martinez, right? Yes, that was George Martinez. Whoa, thank you for adjusting the levels there. The name of this album is Waiting for Change, and we just listened to two tracks. The one we were just listening to was Dreaming of Dreams, and before that, a track called Third Street. And you can get more information on him from skinnymusic.net, as well as myspace.com/George Martinez. George, thank you for your submission.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You realize I'm rubbing off on you, right?
What do you mean?
Because when you came back, you went, here, here. Like, duh.
I was just testing the levels.
Gay and ornery.
Just testing the levels.
Well, let's go to music because
anyway,
really
we're... good.
Let's finish up because we're over time.
Yeah, again. We try so hard to get under 2 hours, but...
Yeah.
I only played six artists, but whatever.
Whatever. This is a band we've played before. Inner Surge, Calgary, Alberta, Canada... myspace.com/InnerSurge. We've played them before. We're going to play them again. The song called Wolves, followed by Azura. I'm going to say that's the pronunciation today. You're listening to Hear Hear, killradio.org. We'll be right back.
Hear, hear. Killradio.org.
Inner Surge, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. That was a song called Azura. I hope Azura, maybe. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. That was the last song we just heard. Before that, we heard a song called Wolves.
Here, I'll do this.
All right, you do that.
Switch sides with me. I'm looking for something on our MySpace page.
So why don't we thank the bands?
Yes.
Because we had a lot of bands today. We also like to thank KCET for their support. But we want to thank the Hideouts, Venomous Pinks, Trusting
Calliope. You got to do it in reverse chronological order.
Why?
Because that's the way it's done.
Well, I'm not doing it that way.
Fine.
Boom Shirin, The Peelers, Graham Ramsey, Michael Knott, The Winter Room. Is that the name of the band?
Yeah, The Winter Room.
The Winter Room, Tim Cahill, Ryan Waters, Genevieve, Tin Roof, Non Credo, Gabriel Garcia, George Martinez, and Inner Surge. You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
It's all true.
It's all true.
I just wanted to give a quick shout-out mention to the band Obsolete Heart. They've been a big supporter of the show. We've played their music, and they even came in here and did a little live thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a show on, the 13th is Wednesday, at The Scene. Which, by the way, The Scene is becoming quite a, forgive the pun, scene that, it's a small bar, but a lot of bands that play out regularly in L.A. are starting to play there. And it's in Glendale,
mm-hmm.
which is,
places.
Unusual, considering. But anyway, so those of you interested in that, you can check out myspace.com/obsoleteheart. See if you like their music. Go see them play live at The Scene, along with moderators and Mr. Gnome. Cool. That's this Wednesday. You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
You want to thank you all for listening today.
Thank you, everyone. Thank y'all for listening. And we'll be back next week where we'll be playing more music from the mailman and beyond.
Yes.
In the meantime, check out myspace.com/hearhear. That's HEAR_HERE. Let us know what you think of the show. Send us some music and all that good stuff. Good night.
Goodbye.